It's been a year since the Multicultural Framework Review was published by the federal government, examining the state of Australian multiculturalism. While there are some positive outcomes over the last 12 months, multiculturalism still faces a lot of challenges so far. An event in Sydney called Unfinished Business, organised by Polar and Connect, has assessed the outcomes of the review. And The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked their CEO, Eva Hussein, if there are any improvements from the review.
Let me just start with giving your listeners just a little bit of background about what the Multicultural Framework Review is. So it was a major review of Australia's multicultural policies and institutions. It was conducted to assess how well they support our increasing diverse population. And as an outcome of that, a report called Towards Fairness, a Multicultural Australia for All was produced. And it had 29 different recommendations to the Australian government on, you know, how to improve policies and practices related to multiculturalism. And the focus was on connection, identity and inclusion. And it involved, you know, public consultation, meetings, submissions. I think they've received something like 1,500 submissions from, you know, all peoples of all walks of life. And essentially, it identified what Australia, you know, while Australia is a successful multicultural nation, there are persistent challenges, you know, particularly experiences of racism and discrimination. And the other thing that the review discovered is that communities want to be more involved in decision-making process. So when you ask me a question, I guess a good step was to actually ask people what they thought. And then, you know, the framework review is actually a blueprint or a plan that we are to follow. And it is a bit slow in the making, so that is why we organised an event in Sydney to give the government a little bit of a push, but also because it's everybody's business. And, you know, our event was called Unfinished Business because it isn't something we can ever finish. You know, multiculturalism is a journey in Australia, I guess.
So speaking about the event, how is the multicultural community perceiving the framework review so far? What did they say at that event?
It was overall a positive event, but we felt that communities are being a little bit over-consulted and that, you know, the Multicultural Framework Review is a shiny, wonderful document, a great roadmap, but what is actually happening? So there was that kind of feeling of, you know, slight, I would even say disappointment maybe even, because we now have, which is very exciting, we now have a Minister for Multicultural Affairs who's a person we've lived a migration experience. Anne Ali is the minister, the new minister. There's been a new office established for her, which is all great news, but we're kind of waiting to see what happens with that. And in a way, the event was also to empower communities and reclaim this space, meaning that we are taking, you know, matters into our own hands. We're no longer waiting. We're leading the conversation.
So what are the main points where we can say we're progressing according to this review? What are we doing well so far?
So what we are doing well so far is having the conversation, I think. And again, you know, I just go back to the sentiment in the room, which was very optimistic and positive, but yet we also heard, you know, from old hands in this space like me that, you know, we've told you what we think, we've told you what we should do. We are just not waiting for action. And I think it's, you know, this space belongs to us all. So we're looking forward to, you know, all the policies and the framework to be realigned with community expectations, I guess. But it isn't like we can just give it to the government and expect, you know, funding or, you know, action. It is a space that belongs to all of us and we need to act. So I think, you know, some of the initiatives I've already mentioned are positive, where the minister is actually in cabinet. So for the first time ever, we have someone front and centre representing the communities. But I think it's an ongoing journey that we just need to work at together in unison and keep talking about it.
And what about the challenges? What are some of the challenges we're facing?
Look, again, I would say that the biggest challenge is that we've developed together as a community a wonderful document, a great roadmap, but how do we deliver on it is the question. The other questions, you know, that I have is what is working? How can we build on what's working? You know, because sometimes we just reinvent the wheel, I guess. And what happens if the funding doesn't come through? You know, it's a space where funding's limited. You know, spaces like settlement and refugee settlement feels like it's underfunded. So, you know, can we come up with solutions ourselves as a community? You know, what are models that are sustainable? How can we collaborate and how can we be community-led? So these are just some of the questions we're asking. And you know, the bold action that we need to take and move beyond the usual narratives where we, you know, keep talking about the issues being consulted. We need to change that conversation quite a bit, I think.
CEO of Polaren Connect, Eva Hossein, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.